James Carlton joins us now. Hello, James.
Hello, Frank. Good morning. Well, Q&A discusses the issue of the week, and the issue of the week was Q&A. This was last night. Let's hear what Tony Jones said to address the, I suppose, the elephant in the room as he opened the program, Q&A last night.
We find ourselves in an unusual situation tonight because clearly one of the biggest and most controversial issues of the past week has been about events that occurred on our own program. We've been the subject of a great deal of comment from politicians and from other media. The ABC itself has acknowledged that an error was made in having Mr. Zaki Mallah live in the studio. And as we go to air tonight, there is more than one inquiry underway. It's clear, therefore, that the issue will come up for discussion tonight, and we'll do our best to handle that in the same way we would any other issue. Others can and will no doubt judge this program and the ABC, and my role tonight is not to preempt that or to put any particular view, but it is appropriate to put a few facts on the record. First of all, the decisions made about Q&A are made by the whole program and management team, and we all take responsibility for them. In considering the decision to allow Zaki Mallah to ask a question, the ABC's editorial standards tell us to present a diversity of perspectives so that over time, no significant strand of thought or belief within the community is knowingly excluded nor disproportionately represented. Now, secondly, the safety and security of our panellists and the audience is always a key priority for us. And finally, the Q&A team were not aware at the time Zaki Mallah appeared of the very offensive, misogynistic tweet that he put out about two female journalists. Had we known, we would have rejected his participation.
That's Tony Jones explaining his decision, or the team at Q&A, their collective decision, to have Zaki Mallah on the program last week. Well, they had on the panel last night Dr. Anne Ali, a counter-terrorism expert from Curtin University. This is what she had to say.
Let's get it very straight. Nobody in the history of mankind has ever or will ever be radicalised by anything that Zaki Mallah has said. We are not about to see a mass exodus to Syria because of a public stoush between a minister and somebody wearing a funny hat on Q&A. Let's make that clear. Secondly, I think it was a missed opportunity because I think the Australian public deserves to hear a rational debate about issues of national security and issues of national significance that affect them. And I think that that debate should happen without any political grandstanding and without any over-emotional outbursts, as happened on the Q&A show. I think it was a missed opportunity for the minister in question to respond rationally to Zaki's question and to open up a debate that needs to be had. These questions need to be asked, and the Australian public deserve answers, and they deserve answers in a rational, logical, calm manner.
Dr. Anne Ali from Curtin University, referring to that interchange between Zaki Mallah and the Parliamentary Secretary for Foreign Affairs, Steve Chiobo. Tanya Plibersek, the Deputy Labor Leader, she also spoke, acknowledging the ABC's admission that it was a mistake to put Zaki Mallah on. She agreed that indeed it was a mistake, although she thought the government's language in response had been too strong and there was a lack of moderation about the language. Paul Kelly, the Editor-at-Large of The Australian, was on the panel last night. This is what he had to say.
Look, I think this is not an issue of free speech, as Mark Scott pretended last week. This was a serious editorial mistake by the ABC. Media organisations have got to be very careful about who they put up in lights, about who they give a platform to. And it would have been possible to have a lot of other Muslims in the audience raising these sorts of issues. The ABC chose not to do that. I find it extraordinary that we're being told today that he would not have been asked on the program if people had known what he said in terms of his sexist and misogynist past and the threats he'd made about female journalists. We're told that that would have ruled him out of the program. But the fact that he had been prosecuted with terrorism, the fact that he had admitted that he threatened Australian officials and wanted to kill them, the fact that he'd served time, that he had a weapons arsenal, that he was conducting a campaign to publicise jihad, nonetheless, that's okay. Well, it's not okay.
That's Paul Kelly, editor-at-large from The Australian, one of the panellists on Q&A last night. And in the next half hour, we'll be joined by Nick Cater, executive director of the Menzies Research Centre, because he was one of the guests who was slated to be on the program. He pulled out yesterday, basically saying he couldn't risk the reputation of the Menzies Centre being involved in a discussion like that. So we'll be finding out what he thought of the discussion as it turned out last night, and also trying to get behind his view, his thoughts, and the thoughts of a growing number of Conservatives, it seems, at the moment, who are not interested in appearing on Q&A. Is there a boycott going on?